to glory land. It won't be long until I take the hand of Jesus Christ with a great big smile. We sit right down and talk a while. Talk a while about the things we...
Charles Watson was born again on May 23, 1975, at the California Men's Colony. His transformation can best be described as amazing grace. Here's one of his messages from his early years of ministry.
Until I see the man.
Well, praise God. Thank you for coming out to the class tonight. We're going to be going into a study called Be Ye Honest, Being Honest. Now, the word honest in the Bible, the Greek word, one of the Greek words, the main Greek word in the Bible for honest is kalos, K-A-L-O-S. That's the Greek word, as you see on the overhead projector, K-A-L-O-S. And what that word actually means is honest, admirable, becoming. It means fair, right, honorable, and it has to do with your conduct, a beautiful conduct, or a comely conduct. Let me say that again. It means good, admirable, becoming. It means fair, right, honorable, beautiful, and comely. Now, the reason why I brought that out, because this word honest, it doesn't just mean telling the truth. It means a little bit more than that to a Christian. Actually, to a Christian, it means making the truth attractive. See, the thing about it is, truth is actually down inside of you. It's in your spirit. You've been born of the spirit of truth. So your old nature has been now changed into a new nature. In other words, you were born again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things, that old dishonest nature, lying nature, has been born again, and it has been changed to a truthful nature, or the spirit of truth is now living inside of you. So that truth, or that honest nature of yours now needs to come out. So this word honest to a Christian means more than just telling the truth. Although tonight I'm going to be talking about being honest, or the difference in being honest and truthful and not telling lies and not getting into telling lies and shaping up the little areas of your life that you might be lying to yourself and that you might be lying to others. But I just wanted to let you know that the word in the Greek honest in the Bible means good, admirable, becoming, fair, right, honorable, beautiful, and comely. And it's more than just telling the truth. It's letting this truth that is inside of you be manifested outwardly in your life. In other words, it's letting the light of God shine outwardly, that your good works may be seen among all men, among all mankind. Now, the first point that I want to make tonight, number one, would be Christians must be honest. Now, we have a scripture for that in the Bible, and it's found in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Christians must be honest. 2 Corinthians 8:21. Now, as we go through this, I want you to remember that honesty to a Christian is more than just telling the truth. It's more than just telling the truth, because you have been born of truth. You have been born of God. And what honesty is to a Christian is making that truth that is inside of you attractive on your outside being. Amen? In your actions, making it attractive in you. So in all actuality, you're an honest person spiritually, but sometimes our mind deceives us and causes us to corrupt that honesty that's inside of us. Amen? Or at least the manifestation of that honesty or that truthfulness that is inside of us. In other words, we're sometimes deceived by the devil, and therefore, when that spirit comes out of us and manifests itself outwardly, it comes out in a little bit something other than truth, amen? Maybe a little bit of deceit or a little bit of deception, or changing the truth into a lie in some way, amen? So what we need to do tonight, and what I want to teach you tonight, is to renew your mind to the fact that we need to tell the truth in every area of our life. And the way we need to do that is, number one, see that Christians must be honest. Now, we're going to renew our mind with this word here tonight. And in 2 Corinthians 8:21, Paul writes and says, providing for honest things, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. So we see that that honesty there is to be seen. Amen? It's to be seen. That goodness, that becoming nature of yours, that right and honorable nature, needs to be seen outwardly in you. It needs to be beautiful. It needs to be comely. In other words, that truth that is inside of you needs to become attractive not only to God, but also in the sight of all men, providing things honest. It's an action. In this class, which is a practical Christianity class, the things that I want to teach on are things that we need to put in practice in our life, such as we talked about loving our enemies. Amen? Being kind to others. Now we're talking about being honest, letting this honest nature and this true nature and this good nature of ours become attractive to others. And it says here that we're to provide things honest, not only in the sight of mankind, but in God also. But not only in the sight of God, but to man also. Now here in 2 Corinthians 8:21, in the Amplified Bible, this is what it says here. It says, for we take thought beforehand and aim to be honest. We aim to be honest and absolutely above suspicion. So that's what we do. We aim to be honest. Our aim needs to be honest. We need to have an aim to be honest. In the Amplified Bible, it goes on to say, and absolutely above suspicion, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man. Do you understand that? We need to aim to be honest. Christians must be honest. Then again in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 7, we're told to be honest again. 2 Corinthians 13:7. Now I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do. What is do? Do is an action word. It's an action word. In other words, we need to do things that are honest. Amen? In other words, it's making this honest nature and this true and becomely and fair and pure and right nature that we have appear in the physical, in our life. In other words, it says here that we need to do that which is honest. Do that which is honest. In the Amplified Bible, it even brings out a little bit more there in that scripture. That was 13:7. It says, but I pray to God that you may do nothing wrong, not in order that we, our teaching may appear to be approved, but that you may continue doing right, that you might continue doing right. Say that I might continue doing right. We need to continue to do right in all of our actions, though we may seem to have failed and be unapproved, but we need to continue to do right. See, that word honest means right. We need to do right. We need to be honest in our ways. Honesty is of God, amen? Honesty is the way God desires His children to be. Now, where would dishonesty be? If honesty is of God, dishonesty would have to be from the devil. It is. It's from the devil. Dishonesty, lying, and deceit are from the devil. Amen? Now, I imagine you can notice in your own life, since you've been born again, you have more honesty and you have more goodness and you begin to do more right things. Your life becomes more beautiful and comely. Your life becomes more admirable to others. Your life has become more attractive. Amen? But you can imagine before you, and you can go back and just kind of look back before you become a Christian, your life wasn't very right, was it? Wasn't very attractive to others. I didn't even like myself. I don't see how others could like me. It wasn't very admirable. It wasn't very good because you had an old sick nature inside of you. You had a lying nature inside of you. Matter of fact, over in the book of John, chapter 8, we see what kind of nature we were born of. In John 8, 44, Jesus speaking and talking to the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and the men of that day, told them, he said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him." There is no truth in the devil. Amen. There is no truth in the devil, but you as a Christian, you have been born of the Spirit of truth. Do you understand that? So your problem is not that you hadn't got honesty. Your problem is not that you don't have the truth. Your problem is not that you don't have a right spirit inside of you. Your problem is that sometimes you get deceived in the mind and you do what is wrong. Amen. And you quench the Holy Spirit and keep it from coming out of you and doing what is right. It goes on to say here, "When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Satan is the father of lies. But now we as Christians have been born again. We have been born of the Spirit. We have been born of goodness. We have been born of truth. And that's what this word kalos means. It means goodness. So when we begin to put the word honest together in the Bible, we see that we have been born of this honest, true, good spirit. And now that spirit of honesty and that spirit of truth needs to flow forth out of us and begin to come out and be attractive and manifest itself outwardly to others. You understand? Now, before we were born again, we see here that we were born of the devil. We had an old, dead, sick nature about us, and that lie was always coming out. Amen? Over in Acts 5:3, we see this again. Acts 5:3. The story of Ananias and Sapphira, we know that they told a lie about the amount of money that they got for the land that they sold in the early church there. And it says in verse number 3, Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Satan filled thine heart to lie. Satan filled thine heart to lie. Amen. Well, the heart that they're talking about there, see, I believe personally that Ananias and Sapphira were Christians. I believe that. I believe they were members of the early church. Amen? But Satan came in and attacked their mind. Amen? He attacked their mind, he deceived them, and he put greed in their mind, and they held back part of the price of the land. Amen? See, Satan put that thought in their mind to hold back the money, the price of part of the land, and therefore they lied. Amen? So what I want you to see here, and that Christians must tell the truth, I want you to see that the Word of God says that we're to aim and continue to provide things honest in the sight of all men. It's a command. It's a command that we do that as Christians, is to be honest to one another. But we also see in Acts 5:3 there that Satan can attack you and cause you to not do what you should do. He can attack your mind and say, "Hey man, you know, you can hold back a little bit. You don't have to give 10% of your tithes, man, you need that for something else. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? See, don't give all that to the church. See, that's Satan coming in and attacking your mind. Amen? We're going to find out how to get rid of him now. But I just want you to see where it comes from. And then also we see that the person is not born again. According to John 8:44, he is born of Satan, who is a liar. Amen? So, before we became a Christian, we were driven by this old sick, dead spirit. But now that we're born again, we have the spirit of honesty, the spirit of truth living inside of us. And now what we have to worry about Satan is him deceiving our mind and getting us to not allow that spirit of truth to come out of us and manifest itself outwardly so it will be attractive in the sight of all men. Are you with me? Okay, next scripture would be in Ephesians 4:25. Ephesians 4:25. We want to see here that when we lie or exaggerate, we're giving place to the devil. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 25. It says here, well, let's go up back up to 23, Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen? In other words, we have been born again of the spirit of honesty, the spirit of truth, spirit of goodness, spirit of righteousness. Amen? We've been born again of that new creation, but now we need to renew our mind with the word of God that we should allow that truth to come out of us. If Satan can get in and deceive your mind and say, oh, it'd be okay to just exaggerate a little bit. It'd be all right not to just tell the truth a little bit there. But we need to recognize that when we lie or when we're dishonest or exaggerate a little bit, we're giving place to the devil. It says here to renew your mind. Renew the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Brother, your spirit is created in righteousness and true holiness. It says, wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. Put away lying. So you've been born again. Now you've got to put it away. Satan will come in and try to put this lie on your mind. And he'll say, oh, it's all right. Just you can be a little bit dishonest. You can not tell the truth just a little bit. But he says here to speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to that old devil. Amen? It says, let him that stole steal no more. Glory to God. In other words, don't give the devil place in your life. You've been born again. Yes, you used to be of your father, the devil. You used to have a lying, deceitful spirit inside of you, but that spirit has now been born again. The devil's going to try to come into you just like he did Ananias and Sapphira and get you to keep something back from giving totally in your thinking. But glory to God, you've got the power of God in your life to not give place to the thoughts of the devil. Because the word of God says that you should provide things honest in the sight of all man. And that's what we're going to renew our mind to. Neither give place to the devil. It's dangerous to lend your lips to the devil. Amen? It's dangerous to allow Satan to begin to control your life. You begin to let him control your life, you're moving in his power. You're moving in his torment. You're moving in his realm. And brother, when you start lying a little bit, you'll start lying a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger because you're doing what he wants you to do rather than what the word says that you should do. The word says that we're to aim and continue to provide things honest in the sight of all mankind. Let's turn over into the book of Luke for a second. Luke chapter 8, talking about Christians must be honest. In Luke chapter 8, talking about where the word of God was sown in the heart of men. And it says in Luke 8:15, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart have heard the word, they keep it and bring forth with patience. They keep the word and they bring forth fruit with patience. See, here's what has to happen. Your heart has to become honest. Not only you have to be born again of the spirit of truth inside, your spirit has to be born to that truth, has to be born to that Holy Ghost, has to be born to that seed of God as it talks about here, but now the fruit needs to come forth out of your life. And it comes forth out of a good heart, out of a good heart. Your heart is the area of your soul. The area of the thought and the intent of the heart, as it says in Hebrews 4:12. And good fruit comes out of an honest heart. An honest heart, a right heart, a good heart, a fair heart. So therefore, what we do with our heart as a Christian has a lot to do, has everything to do with what becomes visible in our life. So therefore, we're talking about renewing our mind to the Word of God as a Christian. Now, looking on here in Acts 6:3, we see that an honest man is the qualification of a deacon in the church. Acts 6:3, it says, wherefore, brethren, look you out among you and get 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the business. God uses honest men. I'll say that again. God uses honest men. Christians must be honest. See, God lives in you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You've been born again. The seed of God lives inside of you. That seed is truth. That seed is goodness. But Satan will try to come in. The father of lies will try to come in and lie to you and deceive you just like he did Ananias and Sapphira. Are you hip to that? He'll try to come in and get you to thinking that you should hold back on giving, that you should not be honest in areas of your life because of fear. But you need to tell him where to go, glory to God, that you're going to be honest according to the Word of God. Amen. Next, we want to look at lying or being dishonest is more than a moral wrong. It's giving heed to seducing spirits. And that's what I've been talking about. It's giving heed to seducing spirits. Where do you give heed to seducing spirits? In your mind. Right? Satan ever talked to you? Where does he talk to you? In your mind. Amen? Attacks your mind. All kinds of seducing spirits come along trying to deceive you, trying to kill you, trying to destroy you, trying to get you to think in the way they want you to think, when all the time you know that you should be renewing your mind with the Word of God and thinking the way it says to think. I'll say that again. Lying or being dishonest is more than a moral wrong. It's giving heed to seducing spirits. In 1 Timothy 4, 1 Timothy 4, verse number 1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. I believe this is the latter times. Amen? Amen. Some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, the devil's speaking the word too, amen? He's got a word. He speaks to you all day long. But you've got to be so swift in the Word of God to speak back to him to put him out of your mind in the name of Jesus by the Spirit of truth. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hard iron, amen? Speaking lies, it says. Speaking lies. The devil speaks lies. And he'll try to come up to a born-again Christian, and he'll try to get that born-of Christian to not be honest by deceiving him to think that he should lie. How many has had an opportunity to lie today? Every day we have an opportunity to lie or to not tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, except me, God. Amen? Every day we have an opportunity to do that. And if we give heed to a seducing, lying spirit that are running around here in these last days like never before, trying to get us to go for their okey-doke, if we give heed to those seducing spirits, we'll tell a lie. But we have to renew our mind with the fact that the Scriptures say in 2 Corinthians 8:21 that we're to provide things honest in the sight of all men. We're to renew our mind with 2 Corinthians 13:7, as we went through already tonight, that we need to provide things honest in the sight of all men, and that we need to continue to do those things that are honest. We need to renew our mind with the fact that what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, and that we don't want it to happen to us. Amen? We need to renew our mind to the fact that that devil is a liar and the father of lies, but now we're a born-again Christian, and we ain't going to go for his lies anymore. We need to renew our mind with the fact that the Word of God says in Ephesians 4:25 that we should renew our mind, and that we're not to speak any lies anymore, and that we're not to give place to the devil one iota. We're to renew our mind with Luke 8:15, that if we're going to be bearing good fruit, we need to have an honest and pure heart. We need to have an honest heart. Therefore, we need to renew our mind with the Word of God so that that seed of God which is inside of you will begin to come out and make itself attractive in this world. You need to meditate upon these Scriptures. Not just depend on how well I can present this to you tonight, but to write these notes down and to go back home and to begin to renew your mind that you should be honest and let that good and peaceable and gentle spirit that's inside of you come out and begin to make itself attractive to this world. See, as a minister of God, I don't always make things as clear as I should, but if you will go home and meditate upon these Scriptures that Christians must be honest, brother, you will come out being honest. Amen? Renew your mind with the fact that it says in Acts 6:3 there that God uses men that have an honest heart. Amen? God uses honest men that are full of faith in the Holy Ghost. But number two, we've seen that lying or being dishonest is more than a moral wrong. It's giving heed to seducing spirits that are moving around in these last days like never before. In Ephesians 6:10, you're quite familiar with this scripture here talking about putting on the full armor of God. Brother, putting on the full armor of God is putting on the Word of God, amen, putting it on your mind in every area of your life. When the devil comes in and hits your mind with a thought, you have to hit him with the sword of the Spirit. You need to have your breastplate of righteousness on. You need to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You need to have your helmet of salvation on. Brother, if you come in, the devil comes in with those seducing spirits trying to deceive you. Here you are dragging your shield behind you and your sword behind you, and you don't even know who you are in Christ, and you don't even have the Word of God in you. He's just going to mow right over you. Amen. But if you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're a soldier of God and that you're to be an honest soldier of God and that you're to renew your mind with the Word of God, and if you've been doing your homework, brother, he's going to run from you. He's going to flee from you in stark raving terror. Seducing spirits are going to try to hit you. And it says here in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Those seducing spirits are going to come at you and try to get you to lie. It goes on to say here, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are demons, my brother. That's who you're wrestling against. Every day the demons are trying to come at your mind and try to get you to do something that is dishonest, that is deceitful, and that is opposite from the way that God wants you to be according to what His Word says. Amen? He goes on to say, wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. Those evil days they're talking about right there that you need to withstand there are those latter days that he was talking about in Timothy there, when those seducing spirits are going to be around like never before. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. The Word of God is truth. If you have your loins of your mind girded about with truth, when that devil comes with his seducing spirit and tries to put a lie upon you, you're not going to let it come in because you're going to be girded up with your loins with truth. Amen? You're not going to go for a lie. If you know for a fact you have $1 million in the bank and all of a sudden the devil comes along and says you're broke, what are you telling? I know I got $1 million in the bank. You can't lie to me like that. If you know you got truth, if you know you're born of truth, if you're programmed by the truth, the Word of God, and that devil comes along and says, why don't you just go tell that lie? I got truth in the bank. I'm not going to tell that lie in the name of Jesus. You get out of here right now. I'm a child of God, a soldier of God, and I have my armor of God on, and I'm not going for it. Amen? Get tough with him. Neither give place to the devil. Goes on to say here, having your breastplate of righteousness, having on your breastplate of righteousness, having on your right relationship with God. It goes on to say, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, having your shield of faith in God's Word, that it works for you. It works. It goes on to say here, wherefore you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That's Satan. That's those seducing spirits that's coming at you. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take this with you. When the devil comes with his lie, you hit him with the Word of God. And then it says here that you're praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Brother, if the devil can get you to lying and being deceitful and being dishonest, you know what else that does? It stops the flow of the Holy Ghost from coming forth out of you so that you can begin to spread the gospel, as Paul was praying here. Says that utterance might be given unto me. The spirit of truth coming forth from you. But if Satan can come in and get you to start lying and being dishonest and start quenching the spirit that is down inside of you that wants to come out and present an attractive, honest, bold Christian, brother, he will do it. You got to stand with your full armor of God on. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says to cast down every imagination. When those imaginations of dishonesty and lying come at you, it says here that you're to cast down imaginations. 2 Corinthians 10:5. You know, your imaginations. In other words, you imagine things. You know that you're a born-again Christian. You've been born of the Spirit. You have the Spirit of truth inside of you. And all of a sudden, you imagine something. What might you imagine? You might imagine, it wouldn't hurt just to tell that one little old, wouldn't hurt just to exaggerate just a little bit. It wouldn't hurt just to hold out $10 and offer and plate. I put in 50 every week anyway. I know I promised 60, but I just hadn't got it this week. I'm not going to put it in. You know? Wouldn't hurt to hold out just a little bit. So those imaginations that come along and try to get you to do something contrary to what the Word or what you have made your commitment to with God. Amen. See, it says to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. So it's talking about thoughts there. It says to cast down every imagination and every high thing that tries to put itself before God's Word. Cast it down. Anything come along, any imagination comes along, tries to put itself before the Word of God, you cast it down. Amen? It should have known better than to come along and try to put itself before the Word of God anyway. It's got it coming. Stab him with the sword of the Spirit. Amen? And then it says, bring every thought into the obedience of what? The obedience of Christ. Every thought into the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Any disobedience, any lying, any deceitful, seducing spirit that would try to come at you, revenge it right there. Revenge it in the name of Jesus. And then it goes on to say, when your obedience is fearful. In other words, your obedient mind, you need to have a mind that goes 100% in obedience with the Word of God. Are you with me? Then one more on the warfare in Revelation 12:11, talking about these seducing spirits that would try to come to you. It says they overcame him, the devil, those seducing spirits, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By testifying to what the word of God does, to what the blood of Jesus done at Calvary. Testifying to it. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Satan comes at you with that seducing spirit and try to get you to lie. You say in the name of Jesus, Satan, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I rebuke you. I overcame you in Jesus by the blood of the Lamb at Calvary. You have nothing in my life anymore. So get out of here right now. I'm not going for you. Okey-doke. Anyway, amen. Praise God. Don't go for it. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You beginning to testify and know and speaking what Jesus Christ done at Calvary with his blood. He overcame that lie. He overcame the father of lies. And now you're to stand there and overcome him yourself, amen, by faith in Jesus Christ. That's fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Fighting the good fight of faith. You're not fighting anymore. Jesus won the battle. Now you just fight the fight of faith. Amen. You just put your faith now in what Jesus did and you won. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Next, we want to see that God warns plainly about lying. About lying. Although I know that this word honest doesn't just relate to telling the truth. And I know that lying is not the opposite of honesty in the Greek. But lying is what causes you not to be honest. It's what causes you not to be a beautiful, comely, a Christian, or a becoming Christian, or a right Christian, or an honorable Christian. The spirit of lies that would try to come at you and attack you. Let me remind you again that this word, honest, it's more than just telling the truth. It's making the truth that's inside of you attractive. And what Satan will want to try to do is come at you and hit your mind and quench that spirit of truth, that spirit of honesty, that spirit of attractiveness that is down inside of you. He would like to try to come and quench that. Quench it. Throw water on it. Put it out. Grieve it. He'd like to come and attack your mind and get you to lie. Even against the Holy Ghost. Amen? As Ananias and Sapphira did. But what we're going to do is be strong in our warfare, strong and mounted up with wings as an eagle. We're going to have our full armor of God on, rebuking those seducing, lying spirits that would try to come at us and stop that truth, stop that honesty from coming out. Amen? That would try to do that. We're not going to allow God's honesty, God's Holy Spirit, God's truthfulness to be stopped by any spirit of the devil. Amen? Because we have strength in God's Word. Number three, God warns plainly about lying. In Proverbs 12:22, if you turn there with me, Proverbs 12:22, it says this about lying. Proverbs 12:22. It says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. They that deal truly, they that deal with others truly are God's delight. Praise God. Amen. In other words, letting that spirit of truth that is down inside of you deal truly and be attractive to those that you deal with. And it's God's delight. But it says that lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. So what we have to do is put on our full armor of God, not let any demon, seducing spirit from hell come in and try to attack their mind, or come in and attack their mind and get us to lie in any way, so that we might be attractive Christians and be God's delight in this world. Amen. Also in Proverbs 6:17, talking about these lies of the devil. Proverbs 6, it's beginning verse number 16, 6:16. These six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and a hand that sheds innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God hates that. God hates men that sow discord among the brethren. But twice it says in here that God hates him that has a lying tongue, and what else? Him that speaketh lies. God hates that. Hates it enough to mention it twice in those scriptures right there. Amen? Also, we see again in the book of Revelation 21:8. Revelation 21:8. Brother, you don't want to let Satan, in other words, come in and deceive you into thinking that you need to tell a little lie. That's not your nature anymore as a Christian. If you're not born again, you're really going to have a problem. You're born of a lie. Amen? Father's a liar, devil's a liar, and the father of it, John 8:44. But now that you're born again, you have a true spirit inside of you. And now the thing that we got to do is not let the devil deceive us into lying in any way. In Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and the unbeliever and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idlers or idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. Amen. All liars. Afterwards. Verse 7. Well, verse 8. Should have said Revelations 21:8. Then in Revelations 21:15, we see it said again. 21:15. 22:15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idlers, or idolaters again, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So we see where liars are. God plainly warns against lying. Now let me state this. I believe these people here that God is talking about and Proverbs 12:22, these liars here, I believe God hates lies. But I believe God loves the Christian. Amen? Loves people and hates what they do. Amen? God forgives you for lying. You go to Him, you confess that you've been lying, and He will forgive you. Say, Father, I've lied, I've made a mistake. I should have been truthful in that, and I didn't do it. God will forgive you. You're not going to end up in the lake of fire. What it's talking about here in Revelations 21 and Revelations 22, I believe, are those that don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen? Brother, you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're born of the truth and you're on your way to heaven. Amen? Now you have to renew your mind. You might tell a lie now and then. It's not God's perfect will for you to tell a lie. God wants you to tell the truth in everything, no matter how much it hurts. He wants you to tell the truth. Amen? But God will forgive you as a Christian. He'll forgive you as a non-Christian for your sins in the past, and you can become a Christian. But God desires that you renew your mind with the Word of God and keep those seducing lying spirits off of you so that you won't be lying. Amen? If you're a Christian and you tell a lie, you're not going to end up in the lake of fire. You're going to end up in heaven. Amen? You're saved. You're going to confess that sin. Amen? God's going to know your heart. But what he's talking about here is men that do not receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Amen? Going to end up in the lake of fire. But as a Christian, you need to renew your mind with the Word of God, keep those seducing spirits off of you, put on the whole armor of God, and not be telling lies. Amen? Not be telling lies. It has no place in the life of a Christian to tell a lie. Here's the definition of a lie. Lying is defined as the telling of a falsehood with the intent to deceive. A lot of times people learn how to lie when they're kids. When they're little kids, they learn how to lie. And then when they grow older, they never did forget. They still tell lies as they get older. And then all of a sudden, one day, we wake up to the fact that we need to be born again. We're born of the truth. And then as a Christian, we need to renew our mind that we need to tell the truth. We need to be honest in the sight of not only God, but in all mankind. But lying is the telling of a falsehood with the intent to deceive. You don't have to lie in a real big way. You can lie in a little bitty way. Do you hear me? You can lie in just some kind of deception. Lying is a sign that the person is unable to accept himself as he is. You understand what I'm saying? Lying is a sign sometimes that a person is not able to accept himself as he is. In other words, all of a sudden somebody points something out to you that you don't really like about yourself, and you say, oh, that's not me, when all the time you know that it really is. Amen? All of a sudden somebody, a psychiatrist or something, will see you one way, and you'll say, oh, no, that's not me. I'm a born-again Christian. And all the time, you really are. You understand what I'm saying? See, a lot of times we don't like ourselves the way we are, and therefore we'll lie just to defend ourselves. Think about those little ways that you might be lying. Clean them up. Begin to renew your mind with the Word of God that you should tell the truth in every area of your life. Why? Because, number four, the Word of God says that we're to provide things honest in the sight of all mankind. Provide things honest in the sight of all mankind. Turn with me to Romans 12:17, if you would. Romans 12:17. We got a few more scriptures here tonight on honesty. Romans 12:17. It says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Provide things honest in the sight of all mankind. In the Amplified Bible, let me read it. Romans 12:17. Maybe we can get a little broader definition here of what this is saying. Romans 12:17. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble. Did you hear that? It says, take thought. Take thought of those things that are noble and honest. Take thought. Isn't that what we've been talking about? The born-again Christian taking thought and renewing his mind with those things that are honest. You understand what I'm saying? I know this works. I know as I minister on kindness, as I minister on loving the enemies, I know the effect that it has on my life the remainder of that week. might wear off after a week. But praise God, I'm to continue to renew my mind that I should be kind, that I should be honest, that I should love my enemies. I know the effect that it has on me after I minister on this. I know that all of a sudden when the seducing spirit comes at me and says, oh, it'll be all right just to tell a little bit of lie. I know all of a sudden, and I snap, I said, oh, the word says, praise God, that I should take no thought of those things that are dishonest. Amen? But if I had not renewed my mind with it, I might just, oh, yeah, well, that's okay. I can slip by this time. But all of a sudden, you come to your thought, as it says here, take thought for what is honest. Take thought for what is honest. Amplified Bible, Romans 12:17. Take thought of that thing which is honest. 1 Peter 2:12. Praise God. 1 Peter 2:12. It says this, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Do you see that? Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. When your conversation and when your manner of life presents itself as being honest, what happens? They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Amen? Glory to God. See, it has an effect. Your honesty has an effect on other men. It not only has an effect upon your life, but it has an effect on other people. That's why the Word of God tells us to be honest in the sight of all mankind. And then lastly, how to be honest. I've been talking about it all night long, how to be honest. In Romans 12, verse number 2, we see here what we have to do. In Romans 12, 2, it says, be not conformed to this world. Romans 12, 2. How to be honest, part 5. Romans 12, 2. And be not conformed to this world. You know this world is living a lie. Amen? The father of lies, the seducing spirits are running rapid all over this entire world. Amen? People are being lied to. People think you can get happy by smoking dope. People think you can get happy by drinking beer. People are letting Satan, the father of lies, rip them all, steal, kill, and destroy from them. But we're not to be conformed to this world. Amen? The first thing that needs to happen to us, to all mankind, is to be born again. To be born of the Spirit. To be born of truth. To be born of honesty. To be born of goodness. That's the first thing that needs to be happening. But then the second thing is that which they are born of God and love needs to be made manifest outwardly and made attractive in their life. And how do you do that? That's the question. I heard this person always used to say, I hear preachers tell me that I should be this and that I should be that, but they never tell me how to do it. You ever heard that before? Never tell me how to do it. Well, this is how you do it. First of all, you get born again. And you have this truth and you have this goodness, you have this honesty, you have this love down inside of you. But how do you get what you got inside of you out and manifest it in your life? It's easy. Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed or transfigured by the renewing of your mind that you may prove that or what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Where do you prove things? You prove things outwardly. Amen? So therefore, what we're saying is that we need to renew our mind so that we may prove the perfect will of God, so it might begin to manifest itself outwardly. We read in Proverbs that an honest and truthful person is God's delight. See, that truth needs to be manifested outwardly. That spirit of truth that Jesus talks about that we're born of, that he was sending back as the comforter, in John 14 and 16, that spirit of truth that Jesus talks about needs to be made manifest outwardly. And how it does it is by the renewing of your mind to the Word of God. What have we been doing now? We've been going into the Word of God. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Know what you should do now. Not only be a hearer of the Word, but be a doer of the Word. Not only getting born again, but now let's begin to do the Word. When you get down, come down to the altar and get born again, brother, that's just the start right there. Your mind hadn't been renewed to the Word of God. You still think just about like you used to think, except for one thing. You've changed your mind and you've come to Jesus. Now you've got to renew your mind to think like God thinks. If it took 29 years for you to think like you think, God's not going to change your thinking overnight. You're going to have to get down and read and program yourself with the Word of God and renew your mind with the Word of God so that your old mind and your old way of thinking doesn't stop God's Holy Spirit down inside of you from coming out. You're still going to want to do things the way you want to do things. But God has a perfect will that's down inside of you that wants to come out and do things the way He wants to do it. And the way you get that out is to renew yourself with the Word of God so that you can prove what that perfect will of God is. Amen? That's what it's all about. See, you've got an honest spirit inside of you. You sure ain't got a lie living inside of you anymore. That's been born again, amen? You were of your father of lies, but now you're a child of God. You're a child of truth, amen, inside of you. Renew your mind with the Word of God. See, in 2 Corinthians 4:2, 2 Corinthians 4:2, here's what it says. But have renounced. It says that have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of truth. Letting that truth be manifested out of your life. Are you with me? Amen. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. It says manifestation of truth. Letting that truth that is inside of you be manifested outside of you. It says to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Amen? Renounce it. Don't do it anymore. In Philippians 4:8, here's the way it says to think, to renew your mind. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. D-O. Amen? It tells you what to think on, and then it tells you here to learn them, to receive them, and to do them. Amen? And then it says, when you do them, and the God of peace shall be with you. Brother, not only with you inside your spirit, but with you in your thinking, and also with you in your actions. Amen? That's good, isn't it? Coming out. And then lastly, in Hebrews 13:18, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly. Willing to live honestly. Are you willing to live honest? Are you willing to live honest? That's my question to you tonight. You've got to be willing to live honest. Your mind is made up, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. You've got to be willing to live honest. Are you willing to renew your mind with the Word of God? You're a born-again Christian. Now you've got to be willing to be honest. Christians must be honest. You've got to be willing to be honest. Are you willing? Are you willing? Next, we saw tonight that lying or seducing spirits will try to come and deceive you and cause you to give heed to them and cause the spirit of that honesty that is down inside of you from coming forth? Are you willing to resist them and to renounce them and to run them off in the name of Jesus with the word of God, which says you should be honest? Amen.